Welcome, dear friends. We'll practice touching the earth as yesterday. At Plum Village, this is quite a long practice. However, I've shortened it somewhat for this retreat. We also have the 5 earth touchings as well, but that might be a bit much this time round. However, I will offer just a little bit more than I did yesterday. So again, I stress to really take care of yourself, yeah? Really take care of yourself. And I demonstrated the 3 options for prostrations yesterday, but please do what's comfortable for you. Make sure your body, you're taking really good care of your body. Really good care of it. And heart and mind. So I'll ask you to stand if you choose. And we'll begin. However, if it's not right for you to stand, please just sit. And just bow if you choose. Yeah, sure. No problem at all.
Okay. And can I just, because it seemed to me yesterday, everyone was doing the hardest one. But we can do anyone we want. Right?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for stressing that. Yeah, please take good care of yourself. So, 3 ideas. 3 gestures that you may choose or may not choose to use. So some of you that have practiced in the Tibetan tradition may, or practice now, may use this particular form or gesture. Gesture 1. In my own tradition, I tend to use the Tibetan prostration myself because I have tendonitis in my knees, so it's easier for me to prostrate fully. However, in my own tradition, and you may choose to just sit on a stool or a cushion or a chair and bow if you choose. Or you may have other gestures I'll be watching that I might be able to use in the next demonstration. Okay, please stand if you choose, if you choose. Like I said, the first 2 gestures, prostrations, allow the head and the heart to be at the same level touching the earth. So stand and breathe and come back to the body. as I read the introduction. The practice of touching the earth is to return to the earth, to our roots, to our ancestors, and to recognize that we are not alone, but connected to a whole stream of spiritual and blood ancestors. When we touch the earth, we breathe in all the strength and stability of the earth, and breathe out our suffering. May I add, our ancestors' suffering also. Our feelings of anger, hatred, fear, inadequacy, and grief, some passed to us by our ancestors. So I will read a line and then invite the bell to sound, and if you choose, only if you choose, please touch the earth. In gratitude, I touch the earth to connect with ancestors and descendants of both my blood and spiritual ancestors. Please touch the earth. My spiritual ancestors may include the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, the Noble Sangha of Buddha's disciples, and my own spiritual teachers, still alive or already passed away. They are present in me because they have transmitted to me seeds of peace, wisdom, love, and happiness. They have woken up in me my resources of understanding and compassion. My spiritual ancestors, my blood ancestors, my spiritual descendants and blood descendants are all part of me. I am them and they are me. I do not have a separate self. All exist as part of a wonderful stream of life, which is constantly moving. Please stand. Take your time, there's no rush. In gratitude, I touch the earth to connect with all people and all species that are alive at this moment in this world with me. Please touch the earth. I am one with the wonderful pattern of life that radiates out in all directions. I see the close connection between myself and others, how we share happiness and suffering. I am the frog swimming in the pond, and I am also the snake who needs the body of the frog to nourish its own body. I am the caterpillar or the ant that the bird is looking for to eat. and I am also the bird that is looking for the caterpillar or the ant. I am the forest that is being cut down. I am the rivers and the air that are polluted. And I am the person who cuts down the forest, and the business person who pollutes the rivers and the air. I see myself in all species, and I see all species in me. I am one with the great beings who have realized the truth of no birth and no death, and are able to look at the forms of birth and death, happiness and suffering, with calm eyes. They help me to live my life in a meaningful way. With true peace and happiness, I see them all in me, and I see myself in all of them. In your own time, please stand. In gratitude, I touch the earth to let go of my idea that I am this body and my lifespan is limited. Please touch the earth. I see that this body, made up of the four elements, is not really me, and I am not limited by this body. I am part of a stream of life, of spiritual and blood ancestors, that for thousands of years has been flowing into the present, and flows on for thousands of years into the future. I am one with my ancestors. I am one with all people and all species, whether they are peaceful and fearless, or suffering and afraid. At this very moment, I am present everywhere on this planet. I am also present in the past and in the future. The disintegration of this body does not touch me, just as when the plum blossom falls, it does not mean the end of the plum tree. I see myself as a wave on the surface of the ocean. My nature is the ocean water. I see myself in all the other waves, and I see all the other waves in me. The appearance and disappearance of the form of the wave does not affect the ocean. I see how I exist elsewhere than in this body. 70, 80, 90 years is not my lifespan. My lifespan, like the lifespan of a leaf or of a Buddha, is limitless. I have gone beyond the idea that I am a body that is separated in space and time from all other forms of life. A few people have asked about this particular practice, and if you just go onto the Plum Village website, you can download the PDF format for it. And I've also listed a few books for a few people who have asked as well. The other option Thay Thich Nhat Hanh offered was that once we are comfortable with this particular form, then we record our own, connected to our own ancestry, our own beliefs in terms of this life of ours.